You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Kufpe Beis. Mitzvahs inyan tuma zova shetama umetama. So the chinuch says lios hazova tame umetama. Shenemar v'isha ki yozov zov doma yomim rabim. So we know that in Vayikra Tesvav there are two parshas. So parsha of Nida and parsha of Zova. And the Rishonim explain the difference between this, between the two. So let's continue on the next page. He says, Remez Shorash HaMitzvah Kesavtiv B'Yoledes Ki Inyan HaRichuk Mehem V'Tumasam V'Pnei HaMachla Shebehem Shemazekas Harbi B'nei Adam V'Chol Shekein HaShochev Osam Ki Lefi Rov Kirvaso Imahem HaHezek Yoser. So the Chinuch says something which is based on the Ramban. The Rambam doesn't say this as far as I know in Mishnah Torah. Maybe he says it somewhere else. But the Ramban is of the opinion that whenever the Torah speaks about a Zov and a Zova, it's a Choli, it's a sickness. Therefore, that's why the Ramban says a woman in her normal cycle of Nida, there's no Chi of Korban. But a Zova would have a Chi of Korban, and a Zov would have a Chi of Korban. The reason is because that's a Choli. It's a type of disease or a type of sickness. And after the sickness, there's a requirement of bringing Karbanos. An Oila and a Chatas. The oila, he says, is like a form of, a daron, a matana. It's a form of thanksgiving that they've overcome the chayli. And the chatas is in order, so to speak, to protect the person or to cover the person. So it's very interesting. The chinuch takes this idea a step further. That both a zav and a zava, particularly here a zava, are a chayli, a type of sickness. And after this person is through the sickness, or actually while the person is in the sickness, a zava, etc., you cannot go ahead and have relations with her or become close to her because there's a feeling that somehow that sickness will be spread. So you know a lot of people speak about the idea of the Rambam himself and other people that many of the dinim in the Torah are for health reasons, especially when it comes to kashrus. A lot is made of that in secular society, that kosher meat or kosher is cleaner, more healthy, whatever it may be. But here the chinuch is saying this about zova and Zov, that Zova particularly is a chayli. And when the Torah said stay away from the Zova, it's saying stay away from the sickness because we mazik you. It's almost like a Tamei HaMitzvahs, which is interesting. Midinei HaMitzvah, Ma She'amru Zichronam Avrocha Nida Ayin Beis, Shacharas Or Yom Heim, Shehein Bein Nida LeNida. Kolomer She'isha Nasis Behem Zova.
It's also creating tumor. It can't be just for sickness.
No, the tumor is to be marked.
If you want to mark it, so you don't have to create tumor for that.
Tumor causes you to stay away from something. That's his approach, which is interesting. Midira hametz mashom zirchan avrocha shacharasar yom hem shem bein nida l'nida. We'll talk about this. That there's 7 days of nida, and every 7 days of nida is followed by 11 days of zov ziva. Kolomer she'isha nasas behem zov. This is not a drush, but halacha moshe mi-Sinai, but there are 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Zava. So the different interpretations of how to understand this. But the meaning is, during the 7 days of Nida, she can only become a Nida. And a Nida does not have a chi of korban, as we said, has certain tumas. The tumah of a Nida and Zava are the same. But they have different dinim. For instance, a Zava requires shiva nikiyim. A Nida does not require Shiva Nikim. A Nida requires 7 days. The 7 days do not have to be Tahira. But she does have to wait at least 7 days. So for instance, if a woman sees blood on day number one, she cannot go to the mikveh until after 7 days, including day number one. She does not need to be Tahira for 7 days. At Sfimen, she just needs a Hefsik Tara at the end of 7 days. And that evening, the evening of going into the 8th day, she goes to the mikvah. And then she's Tahira at that moment. However, a Zava, that's someone who sees blood during the 11 days of Ziva. She has a din of Shiva Nikiyim. She must go ahead and do a Hefsek Tara and then be Tahira for 7 straight days. Otherwise, she cannot go to the mikvah. That's the major difference. And the Halacha Moshe Sinai says there are certain days, 7 days, within which if she sees blood, that blood is considered to be dam nida. After that, there are 11 days. If she sees blood during those 11 days, the yemei ziva. We'll see at the very end that there's a machlokes exactly how to count these days, or how to interpret, which days are these days. Midine ha-mitzvah, let's read that paragraph. Ma sha'amar zuchon avrocha, she'achar asar yom heim, she'hein be'nida l'nida. Klomar she'isha na'aseis behem zova. Kachi ha'loch l'mosh mi'sinai. Again, it's not a drasha, it's ha'loch l'mosh mi'sinai. Persha dover kachu. She'kol isha be'esha tira dam, b'tchilas ri'asa tikra nida. When a woman starts her cycle, and she matures, that first dam that she sees is dam nida. And this is the din of nida. Shemtira yom echad dam. If she sees dam one day, or filo shivi yom mertzufim, like we said, calls mancha tivzok hadam biyom hashivi mi ba'od yom tovelos la'erev. Dainu halayla shemakrosu yom hashmi letchilas riyasa. Va'achat tefilas tohera lebayla. So let's take the simplest of cases. A woman starts her cycle. She goes ahead and sees blood. For 7 days she's Tamea until the Hefsek Tar of the seventh day, and then she goes to the mikveh. Then let's say she continues to have her cycle every, 25-30 days. And then after one cycle of 7 days, she does a Hefsek Tara and she's Tahara Labaila. Then there's an 11-day period after the Yemei Nida. And that 11-day period after the Yemei Nida, if she sees blood during that time period, then she has a Din Zava. So there's a din of a zava ketana and din of a zava gedayla. Now he will explain. Va'achar shivas mehanidas. After the 7 days of the cycle, im tira dam. She sees blood. Besoch achadasar yom achar hashiva. So after the 7 days, there's an 11-day period. She sees blood during that 11-day period. Yikra osa hadam dam ziva. The blood that she sees is called dam ziva. V'dino kain. This is the halach of dam ziva. Shimtira meno yom echad, if she sees just for one day, bein shetira b'tchilas halayla or b'sof hayom, doesn't matter when she sees it. It could be Sunday night into Monday, it could be late Sunday night, it could be any day on Monday. Mishameras yom echad kenegda. She has to wait another day after that day of seeing blood and make sure that next day is totally clear of any dam. It's called Shomeras yom keneged yom. And Mishameris Yom Echad Kenegdo, she waits, let's say she sees blood Monday, she waits Tuesday, and Tuesday she can be even be Toveles, V'Toveles V'Tohara L'Bala L'Erev. She can then become Tahar to her husband that evening. She does not have to wait till Tuesday night to go to the mikveh. V'Tfilosa Afilu B'Yom Mishnei Tzachama. Even on that clean day she could go to the mikveh early in that day. She has to wait till the evening to be Tahara. But the actual entering into the mikvah could be done during the day. Vizoshi zava katana. That's a zava katana. She sees 1 or 2 days. V'chenim tira dam shnei yomim. She sees dam for 2 days. Let's say Sunday night, Monday, and then Monday night and Tuesday. V'tifsok b'shlishi. And on Wednesday, she's totally clean. Dina kamo kein lishmo yom echad. She just has to be shomeris 1 day, Wednesday. V'chen yaspik lo. That's enough. Afilu shnei yomim v'titoher. Don't think Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom means that if she sees blood for 2 days, she has to be clean 2 days. If she sees blood for 2 days, she only has to be clean 1 day. V'zos gam kein tikra zova katana. All of these are a din of seeing blood 1 day or 2 days is zova katana. V'imtira dam besoch achad asar yom elu. And if during these 11 days that follow Yemei Nida, she sees blood for 3 days, ritzufim straight, Tikra Zava Gedoyla. Then she's called a Zava Gedoyla. V'tzricha Leishev Shiva Yomim Nikim. And those 3 days of Machayev, the woman, to sit 7 clean days after Hefsek Tara. V'achakach, and afterwards, Toveles V'tohir Labala. And only then she's Tohir Labala. So Bizman HaZeh, we have a Richuk. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says that we made a Gzera that every single woman that sees any dam is treated like a zava gedayla. It's treated like a zava because we're not sure about the days. And I feel a roa tipas dam kechadol yoshev alag shiv nikiyim. That is our hanhag of bizman hazeh. But bimhera, right? Bimhera yabana beis hamikdash. What would be about bringing a korban? because it's always chayv in a korban. So the korban you would not bring, it can't be machmer to bring chulma zara. So a woman would not bring a korban unless she's sure she saw the three straight days of dam, only in the days of yemei ziva. Right? V'im tera dam besocha achar asor yom elu shtor tzim ritzufim tikra zov gedol. She was a zov gedol. She was a korban. It's free galeshev shiva yomim nekiim va'achar tovels v'dar lebala. Va'achar and after achar asor yom, after those 11 days have passed. Va'achar achar asor yom elu im tira. If she sees after those 11 days, chazeres letchilas nidos. Then we say the nida cycle has started again. V'yeshlo shiva yom kedin nida. And at that point, after the 11 days have passed, she would no longer have to go ahead and. She would no longer have to have Shiva Nakim. She would just have to have 7 days and it would be Kedinida. Kamosha Amru Lamala. Vichenya Dover Loilam. Sha'achar Hanidas Yeshla Acharasar Yom. Shabahem Nasiz Zava. Vachar Sha'avar Osan Hayuda Aleph Yom. Eina Nasiz Zava Loilam. Ad Sha'avar Aleha Shiva Yemei Nidais. So there's a famous Shitas HaRambam here we'll mention in a moment. But let's finish off. I don't have the next page, but let's read as much as we can in the Chinuch. I think he's referring to the Rambam here. I don't have the next page. But anyway, there's a famous sheet that's Rambam. If you look in Hichos Yisur, Bia Perek Dalet, the Rambam explains the difference between a Nida and a Zava. Now, the Rambam starts off in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, with a very important introduction. He should say, you should know that qualitatively, the Dam Nida, Dam Ziva is not different. Meaning, physiologically, it's the same blood coming from the same place. But all that matters is not the Mara. The Mara has to be the same Mara to be Tamea, and it comes from the same place, the Mokar. The only difference is when in time do you see the Dam. So the Rambam is of the opinion like this. It appears this is the Shittas HaRambam. Although there are many Achronim who discuss what the Rambam means, but the way many Rishonim, including the Ramban, understood the Rambam was, the first time that a woman matures and she has a cycle, those are her 7 days of Nida. She then marks in her calendar those 7 days, then she marks 11 days, then 7 days and 11 days. And she can map out her whole lifetime, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And after that's mapped out, that whole cycle, whenever she would see Dam, she would look to see, is it part of the 7-11 or 7-11? Meaning the first Nidus that she sees determines her whole lifetime, 7-11, 7-11, etc., etc. So that's the Shittas HaRambam. That whether a woman is a Nida or a Zava is dependent on where it falls out on her lifetime calendar, which is determined by her first Yemei Nidas. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban, for instance, says that a woman can never return to Yemei Nida until her Ziva is over. So for instance, according to the Ramban, a woman sees her first 7 days Nidas. She then has 11 days, 18 days. Now, after the 18 days, she now sees Dam again. So let's say at the very end of her first 11 days of Ziva that she ever had, 7 days Nida, then sometime during those 11 days, let's say day 8, 9, and 10, she sees Dam. So now beginning day 11, she does Shiva Nakiyim. What happens on day 12 or 13 if she sees blood? It's Sosa the Shiva Nakiyim. But does it start, does it Dam Ziva when she sees, let's say, on the 13th or 14th day, or is it Dam Nida? So the Rambam would say it's Dam Nida, because once 11 days have passed, no matter what, the next 7 come. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says she can never return to Dam Nida, ever, until she totally has finished her Ziva. Meaning, until she has gotten over being a Zav Gadol, i.e., she has Shiva Nakiyim, she can never return to Nida. So it's a major machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, how you define your main need, your main ziva. So I heard something very interesting from Chaim Soloveitchik. He said that he once asked his father, Rabbi Yosher Ber, he once said, if the Ravid does not have a hasaga, do you say that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam? So he said, I'll bring you a Ravid. The Rambam's most troubling shita is a shita by Ziva and Nida, and the Ravid in the Mishnah Torah says nothing. But if you look at the Ravid in his Sefer on Nida and Ziva, the Ravid has a Sefer called Bali Nefesh, very famous Sefer, which is on the whole concept of Taras Mishpacha. And the Ravid disagrees vehemently with the Rambam and Bali Nefesh. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from here that the Ravid could totally disagree with the Rambam, but he actually might not have bothered to go ahead and make a hasaga on him. So you cannot bring a Ravid from the very fact that the Ravid is silent to Mishnah Torah that he agrees with the Rambam. And this was his classical proof. Because here there's a Shitas HaRambam, which is disagreed with by all Rishonim, and the Ravid disagrees and doesn't make a hasaga. It's just an interesting side point. And it's interesting, it seems the Chinuch disagrees with the Rambam. See what the Chinuch says at the very bottom? Pnei shekvar tol bazeh acherim, referring to the Rambam, v'chishvu she'acheshbon hu shetimne shiv v'yom shal nidas, chrosa yom shal zivas, v'shem shal nidas v'ralav shal zivas, v'chein lo'ayla. The Rambam says, start from the first nidas.
Strange shita.
The Rambam?
Yeah, because it has nothing to do with the monthly cycle of a woman. It's determined from the beginning of life. It doesn't sound
what?
Like a Rambam.
It's on afkamina bisman hazeh. Because every woman bisman hazeh we treat like a zova, so it's no nafkamina. The only nafkamina.
Even if it's a zova, then you start the whole ceremony.
Bisman hazeh, any time a woman sees any dam, she has a din of a zova gedol, and she has to be shivanakim, no matter what.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The interesting thing is by women, the reasonable difference by the thing that goes out from her body, it's always blood. By Zohar, there is a difference. More immediate says the difference between this and this. Over here, it's only the time.
That's what I mentioned. The Rambam says that clearly. The Rambam says you should know Dam, Ziva, Dam, Ni. It's all the same Dam. Physiologically, it's the same. The only question is the time. So if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, you say right on. That's what the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? So. Now, if you learn it's a chayli like the Ramban, then the Ramban even makes more sense, right? If it's a chayli, then you could say I have to wait for the time period of the certain time period to say she's been healed. So that's why the Ramban says she can never return to din nida, the Ramban says, until you're sure the whole din of Zovah Gedolah is over. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds this concept of 7-11, just forever. And a woman has to keep that cheshbon. Okay. So let's start in the Minchas Chinuch, where he alludes to this Rambam sheet at the very beginning. Ois Aleph. Leos Hazava. Once again, I'll ask the question I asked you in the mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph. What's the mitzvah of Zava? What is the mitzvah here? What is the mitzvah exactly? If you would define what's the mitzvah. Leos Hazava Tameo Matama. He doesn't say Richuk or bring a korban. He says the mitzvah is Leos Hazava Tameo Matama. It's unclear to me exactly what the mitzvah is. So let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Masha Kosov Rab Machaber, Bimei Nida Vimei Ziva, Nota Miderach HaRambam. So he points out that the Chinuch uncharacteristically disagrees with the Rambam. He does not define Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva like the Rambam, but rather he deviates and he holds like many of the other Rishonim. V'yesh od chilak ben Aram v'chokam alav. There are many differences between the Rambam and his. There are many different scenarios. You have to go through all the cases. Because not all the Rishonim that argue on the Rambam are of the same opinion. Meaning if a woman sees at the very end of Yimei Ziva, and it continues beyond 11 days, what is her status? Or Nida continues, let's say a Nida continues beyond 7 days, she keeps seeing blood, what's her status? Big Machlokes Rishonim, when she transitions from a Nida to a Zava, or Zava to a Nida. According to the Ram, it's all based on counting from the original 7, 7, 11. All the other Rishonim disagree, but amongst themselves, they also disagree in particular cases. B'sifrei HaRishonim V'Achronim. V'din Tuma Zava. Ach Zava Ketana V'Ach Zava Gedola. Shava B'chol Hadinim L'Zava L'Nida K'moshe Mevar L'Kashosh Mevar L'El. And the dinim of a Zav and a Zav and a Nida in terms of tumas, are basically the same. The Matame Mishkov, Amayshov, etc. They have many of the halakhas are the same legabe tumma. Okay, beis va'acher shesiyamnu dine tumma zav v'nida. And after we finish going through the din of tumma zav v'nida, yesh od din hashayich tumma zu. There's another din tumma that is a sniff, is a branch of tumas nida and tumas zava. And what is that? That's the halacha of bayal nida. Final bayal nida o zava katana o gadola. Anyone who's bayal a nida or a zava katana or a zava gadola has a din of tuma. V'dino le'inyan tuma k'mo she'evar imirtz Hashem. Das harama paragimel mechus tumas mishka v'moshe malach gimel. The bayal nida o afilu zava katana o yoledes. Hui she'ehei ha'bayal mi'ben teshe shorim v'yam echad. Haboel hu av hatuma. You should know that when a boel nida is boel nida, it is not just tome based on tumas negia. Because if it just be tumas maga, the nida herself is an av hatuma. So if there's a boel nida, the boel nida himself, midine normal tuma would be a rishon. But a boel nida actually is not just tumas maga, but a boel nida is like the pasuk says. Vitihi nidasa Allah. A bayal nida, somehow the tumor is transmitted, he himself becomes an av hatumah. So for instance, if someone touches a nida is an av hatumah. Someone touches a nida, he's a rishon. If he touches a kli, the kli is not tumah. But a bayal nida then touches a kli, he becomes an av hatumah. The kli a bayal nida touches would become tumah. So a bayal nida is one of the avos hatuma. Matter of fact, in Kalim, if you look at the first mission in Kalim and it lists the avos hatuma, one of the avos hatuma is a bayal nida. A nida is an avatuma and a bayal nida is an avatuma. The question is, how far do you take the avatuma of bayal nida? For instance, there's a major chiluk. The chiluk is tumas mishka v'mayshav. If a nida herself goes ahead and sits down on a couch, then the halacha is that becomes an avatuma itself. That couch itself can now be metame kelim. So a mishkav, a merkav, hanida, or a zav, that becomes an avatuma. If a bayal nida sits down on a mishkav or mishav, then that mishkav or mishav does not become metame adam v'kelim. That mishkav or mishav only becomes tame because it's a kli. So I'd mentioned this a number of times. The Gemara says that every house would have a couch that was a kli cheres. So the woman during Yemei Nidasa could sit on the kli cheres. Because a kli cheres is not makabel tuma b'maga, right? Kli cheres, if you touch it, it's not makabel, it's only b'taychai. And if there's no taych, you have a couch, just a flat couch, a woman could sit on the kli cheres. So normally, if a woman is a nida and she sits on a mishkav moshe, if she sits on a chair, that chair now requires tevila b'mikvah. Otherwise, that chair now could be metame adam v'kelim, but that becomes an avatuma. Masha'en came a bayal nida. If a bayal nida sits down on a mishkav v'mayshav, the mishkav v'mayshav only becomes a rishon, does not become an av. It's a special halacha moshe Mishinai. The Rama brings that din down hichos mishkav v'mayshav, and he says it's because the Torah says v'tihi nidasa olav. And after it says v'tihi nidasa olav, it says that if a bayal nida sits down on a mishkav v'mayshav, he's metame the mishkav v'mayshav. So the question, the Rambam says, they were dairish in the Gemara. If it says v'tihi nidasa olav, why does it then have to say that if he sits down, he's metame mishkav v'mayshav? To teach you that the tumas mishkav v'mayshav is not exactly like the nida's tumas mishkav v'mayshav. Again, the nida's tumas mishkav v'mayshav creates an avatuma, while the bayal nida's sits down.
It could be because there it has the machlo. That's part of it.
Maybe. You could definitely give a reason, but they just say it's a drasha from Chazal. And the Mishnah Melech says, you see something big you cite here, the Mishnah Melech says. You see that you cannot take for granted a bayal nida is exactly like a nida. In other words, everything a nida is matame, a bayal nida might be matame, but maybe not to the same degree. So therefore, there might be major chilukim between a nida and a bayal nida. That's what he's going to talk about now. What?
It
becomes
the same completely.
Oh, it's machlekes rishonim whether a cherev is matami bayal. We talked about that many times.
Yeah, yeah, but this is similar like here, because even though it became Avatumi, it stays Avatumi or Aviyavo is Avatumi, it doesn't become the same level like the...
Well, it's a big machlokes Rishonim by Cherev HaRekachol, right? Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chaim HaKohen, where the Cherev is Matayim Boyel. Guess which side Rav Chaim HaKohen took? He's a Kohen.
Yes.
He said, it's not Matayim Boyel. Rabbeinu Tam says it is Matayim Boyel. That's the famous verse where he says, Ve'ezu Bayis Tivneli.
Yeah.
Where Rav Chaim HaKohen says to Rabbeinu Tam, Ve'ezu Bayis Tivneli. When you say Cherev is Matayim Boyel, I'm stuck. Okay, so let's continue. So the Rambam is Das Aram Par Gimel Mehichus Mishkov V'Mosh V'Aloch Gimel. The Boyal Nida O Afilu Zova Ketan Yoledes. Even though the Torah only says Boyal Nida, it's true by Boyal Zova or Yoledes that they have V'Hushiyah Boyal Yiben Teshishon of Yom Echad V'Niv Elas Mibar Shovashon of Yom Echad. I found this fascinating. Normally, the Gemara says the Gemara's Mishnah Nida and other places that a Bias Katan is not a Bia till a Katan becomes 9 years old. And there is no bia, there is no halachic bia by a woman. It's not considered nivelis until she's shoshon v'yom echad. So normally that's legabe dinim of what? Of arayas. Maybe dine yibum possibly. But it's interesting, tumantara is also based on it being a maisa bi'ila. Meaning the tumas boyal nida, it's not a tumas boyal nida, unless the boyal himself is 9 years old. So if you had a boyal less than 9 years old, who's Boyal and Nida, he would not contract Tumah. So it's very interesting. This, I told you two things. First of all, you should know the idea of being 9 or 3 respectively for a boy or a girl is not just a din arayas, it's a din in conveying Tumah. And secondly, it shows you the nature of Boyal Nida. The nature of Boyal Nida is it's not a Tumas Maga at all. It's a Tumah based on a process. It's a Tumah based on an action. Meaning you have to have had a Maisa Be'ila. If you have the Maisa Be'ila is what creates the Tumah. It's not really the contact with the Nida. It's the Maisa Be'ila's Nida. So let's say, for example, there was a Chatzitza.
What about Ha'ara?
What?
Ha'ara.
We'll see that. I think they discussed that.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you an example of Chatzitza. Let's say a man is Chatzitz when he's boiling Nida. What do you think the Halacha would be? I don't know. What do you think the Halacha would be if he's Chatzitz? You think that the boyal nida of his chaitzitz would be matame or not? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because it didn't be a woman.
What?
Because it didn't be a gabi arayis. You don't find such a chilek.
I don't know. Is that true?
I don't think such chilek arayis.
Let's say mastamanat, right?
Mastamanat.
I'm going to guess no.
From mastamanat. Habol hu av hatumah. You should know this boyal becomes, like we said, not just tumah mag is a rishon. He himself is an avatumah. Umetame adam b'mago masa. The boyal nida himself has the same din nida that he is metame a man directly. V'chein nir midvarav the metame adam l'tame begadim. So you should know there's a very important halacha. It's brought down Parakei of Zavim, based on Pesukim in the Torah. There are certain tumas that if a man receives this tumah, his clothes immediately have to be taken to the mikveh. His clothes become a kli hatame. So for instance, even though the tumah does not go ahead and touch the clothes, a man touches a nevela. The halacha is, or a man touches a zov. Let's take a zov, that's the classic case. A man touches a zov is an avatumah. He himself is tame, and all the clothes that he's wearing also require bia to the mikveh. So not all tumas are matame begadim. Not all tumas, if you contract them, are also matame a person's begadim. For instance, I don't think a sheretz is. If you touch a sheretz, I don't think it's matame your begadim. But if you touch a nevela, you touch a zav, it's matame your begadim immediately, even though it hasn't touched your begadim, which is interesting. Because the normal dine tumah, your begadim would not be tame, correct? I touch an av, I become a rishon. My begadim are on a kelim. Now I'm wearing my begadim, I'm touching them. I'm now a rishon touching my begadim. You should not convey tumah to only to eichel mashkim. There's a special din by certain tumas. Certain tumas have the kayach to mekab matami begadim. So a boyal nida, like a nida itself, is matami begadim. The same din. That if a nida or a boyal nida touches a man, the man is tame and his begadim are also tame. V'chein nir midvarav the matame adam l'tame begadim.
Become an Avad Tumah also? They become an Avad Tumah, the Begadim.
The Begadim become an Avad Tumah, let me think. Can the Begadim now be Tamei and Adam? I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's not big person in the gear. There was in the gear.
Is that what it is?
It's not. It's not because it's not
it's
touching.
It's because they're wearing them.
He's wearing them.
So let's see.
I thought we were saying.
So the man touches, let's say, Zav. The Zav is not a tumor. Right. The man now the man becomes a Rishon, correct? So the Begadim will not become an Av. The Begadim will only become a Rishon, like the man. The Begadim will become like the man, the Rishon, right? So the Chiddush is they become Tamei. Because if it was just Tumah conferred directly from the man, they wouldn't be Tamei, right? Because he's a Rishon. Begadim Tamei Behesed L'daitai. I'm Ishmael Shom Shabir, Shekhen Das Harabam. Begadim Tamei Behesed L'daitai. So Hesed, the classic example, like I mentioned, in all the Mishnah's books, there's a picture. A picture of two guys on a seesaw.
Yeah.
So the Zav is on the seesaw with another person. So if the Zav, Hesed is moving. If you move the Zav, even if you're not touching him, but if you move the Zav, similar to Tumas Masa, then you're Tamei Behesed. So if a person moves a Bayal Nida, for instance, the Bayal Nida is on a stretcher, and you pick up the stretcher, you move the Bayal Nida, you would get Tumah based on the fact that Tumas Hesed. That you've moved the Bayal Nida.
Vizet?
What? What did David do? Mash Mashesh Rishonim Shechok and Olav.
Das Bedavak Aziz Rak Yesh Kirome Mai, Shotsim Shize Yashir Barim Kabel Tume, Ashama Yesh Yan Shel Das. Rabbe Tuma Teset. למה שהיא עניין של דאס? אם נהגה, נהגה. ואני לא מבין, אני לא מבין.
מה בדיוק אתה לא מבין?
למה צריך דעת בזה? אם זה מתאמה, זה מתאמה.
זה לא דאס. I am Ishlo Melech Sham, Shabir Shekain Das Haram, Shishitas Harambam Zeh, Shishitas Harambam, Vagam Kem Metame Behesed L'daitai. L'daitai, L'das Harambam.
L'dak Harambam.
L'daitai, L'das Harambam. Zeh Lashon Harambam. U'metame Mishkav U'merkav Kenida. U'bazeh Yesh Chilak Ben Habaya L'nida. V'chavruseha. Nida matame mishkav umerkav also osan avatuma. Like I said, ubayal nida eno matame mishkav umerkav below negia the tachton ke'elyon. Rak rishonim latuma latame ochum mashkim. Vugzeres akosif. This is why I mentioned that even though it says v'tihini dasa olav, the bayal nida does not have the exact same din as a nida. A nida creates the mishkav umerkav to mean avatuma. The bayal nida does not. Okay, let's see if we can finish this. We'll finish this paragraph, hopefully. Another thing is that it appears from the Rambam that a Bayal Nida can only be Matame Mishkov Moshev B'Negiyah. So, for instance, let's say there's a Mishkov Moshev and there's a pillow. And let's say a Nida goes ahead. She doesn't actually touch the couch, but she sits on a pillow. So, Allah is, the couch still becomes Tameh, because Matameh Mishkav Elyon Ketachtain. So it still becomes a Mishkav U'Meshav, and therefore it's Tamei. So for instance, a saddle, someone puts a blanket on the saddle, and he just sits on the saddle. The saddle is an Av HaTumah, based on it's a Mishkav U'Meshav of Anida. A Bayal Nida, however, is only Matami Mishkav U'Meshav B'Maga, not to create an Av HaTumah like Nida. That's a major chiluk that I mentioned. Based on the brush of Vatini Das Allah. Bazayesh Khluk Benaboyal Linida the Khavrasah. The Nida Matami Mishkov Umerkov also some Avatuma. Ubayal Nida Aino Matami Mishkov Moshe Balona Gia Vitachton Kalyon. Rak Rishonim Latuma Latame Ochlo Mashkin. Vugzer Sakosov. Avaldas Harbe Gedoilin. The Boyal Nida Aino Matami Odom Latami Begodim Bemaga. Interesting, this seems to be a Machlaikas Rishonim. Remember this important fact. I'm sure you'll need it sometime today. I'm sure sometime today someone will come up to you. What is the din of a boil needed to be metame adamu begadim? Say it's a fair shemach like it's Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, according to Mishnah Melech, that a boyel nidas matame adam letame begadim. Versus the Rosh who says the boyel nida ain't a matame adam letame begadim b'maga. Uvamasa sfukim is fekele laharosh sham im hanoise matame begadim. The question is, what about b'masa, like a nevela? If someone carries a nevela, it's matame adam letame begadim. What about if someone carries a boyel nida? The Rosh is not sure. Vayein shom maskanoso da'af b'masa einu matame adam letame begadim. V'das ha'toysus da'af behesed einu matame. Interesting. The Shita's toysus is that a boyel nida is not matame behesed. So if you're on a sisa with a boyel nida, you don't have to worry. Ayin mishlo melk shom shevi kein b'shem toysus nida ayin alpha m'beis v'r maslo ma'ara. But Batoysus Yuma Vobam Bez Ramaskus Matami Mishkub Moshev, Mfurish Bashem Re, the Boyal Nida Matami Behesed. Two dinim you learned today. Das Ksasme Arashunim, the Af Bemasa Eno Matame. Ayan Shom Mishlam Melk Shemevi Koshitas. Umevi Sha'arash Mistopic Ebol Nida Yeshlam Mayonos. So what are Mayonos? Mayonos are that Azov, his Meiraglayim, his Roke, any type of fluid that comes from Azov is Matame. What about if a boyel nida sneezes on you? Is that Matame you or not? Is that considered that an Avatum is Matame you? So this is an interesting question, whether a boyel nida has Mayonos. Literally any fluid that comes out of a boyel nida, is that Matame other people? Mishnah Melchom Kosov, Midivre Harambam Noitim, Sheyeshlo Mayonos Vehem Avatuma. Vayein Toysus Nida Lam Gimel and Beis. I'll tell you that case in a second. The Ramaskul Batepik Lay. Mishem Haram Mi Puntiza. Umar Sheh Docha Toysus Dvarv. Toysus Chagiyu Yitesim and Beis. The Ramaskul Big Day. Before the Yesh Lam Mayonos Vahem Alatum. The major Machlokes were showing him. Roik and Meira Glayim. A sneeze, let's say, of a Bayal Nida. Is that also an Avatuma? Like by a Zov. Meaning yesh mayonos or na'in mayonos to them. So there's a very interesting case in the Gemara Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. It's in the parak in Nida of Benos Kusim. The parak of Nida Benos Kusim is about the population of Kusim. How do you treat the population of Kusim? So it says that every male Kusi is treated like he can be matame, like a boyel Nida. Why? Because the Kusim themselves, the women, were not makbid on the mara of the dam. So they could see dam that is tahira and start counting their days of nidus. And during that time period, they could see other dam. They would go to the mikveh too early because they would be counting their yamei nida from the dam that's dam tahira. So we're afraid that maybe all kusis were chashish are going to the mikveh too early and therefore they never emerge from the tumas nida, and every kusi is a boyel nida. So the Gemara says, what about tzedukim? The Mishnah says, what is the din of tzedukim? Do all tzedukim also have a din possibly of boyel nida? Because tzedukim don't have Torah Shebaal Peh, and perhaps the tzeduki also has the same pitfall and downfall of the kusim. So the Gemara says there was a maisa, that there was a tzeduki talking to the Kohen Gadol in the Shuk. It's always a tzeduki that accosts the Kohen Gadol, he's talking to him, and he sneezes on the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol got sneezed on by the tzeduki. So he's not sure what to do. What's the din of a tzeduki? So he goes home, and his wife says, don't worry about it, his wife. Why? He says, I can tell you, all the Kusi women are afraid of us. And whenever they see dam, they take it to the chachamim. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, and I never knew there was such a concept.
It's tzeduki women or the Kusi women?
The tzeduki. We're talking about tzedukim in that Gemara.
Okay,
so the tzeduki woman, yeah. So the tzeduki woman, the question is, what's their status? So the Kohen Gadol goes home and says, the tzeduki women are afraid of us, there's peer pressure. And they take all their maris and they bring it to Chachamim. So don't worry. Meaning that sneeze would not be metameyu. It's very interesting. The Gemara says, I forget the din of, you know, Benos Kusim or Benos Tzedukim. Am Ha'aretz is Matame B'tzin Ha'aretz. Every Am Ha'aretz has a din that their roke and their sneeze and everything is Matame Yom. So the Gemara says, it's talking about Tzeduki Chaver. I never knew it was such a concept. The Gemara says Tzeduki Chaver. This Tzeduki somehow was considered to keep the dinim of Tumah and Tara, whatever. Maybe, politically, I don't know what it is.
I guess they are those that were keeping.
Whatever it is, the Gemara says Tzeduki Chaver. But Taisa says, what can you be medayik from this Gemara? That it must be that a Boyal Nida has Mayonos. Yes. Because at the end of the day, what was he worried about if the Tzeduki went ahead and sneezed on him, Taisa says? He was worried that he had the same dinner of Kusi of Boyal Nida.
Right.
And the only way he was matamming him with was what? With a sneeze.
Yes.
So Taisa says, like, bring a riot from there, Bukhara, that Yesh Mayonos, they have a dinner of all the fluids.
Good,
it's a good riot. So that's Taisa's, but Taisa's Daichid. I don't remember how he's Daichid.
No, really.
So the big machlokes we showing him whether yesh mayonos, whether there's a din of mayonos for a boyal nida. So let's do this last little thing here to Dois Gimel. U boyal nida tome shivas yomim. Afilu baal besof nidasa. Afilu shomeres yom kineged yom hu tome shivas yomim. Vetfilasu biyom hashvi. The boyal nida letfilasu eino kineda. I am maskan sashas biyuma daf hanal. So there's a discussion in Yuma Dav Vav, who can go to the mikveh during the day. So the Gemara says, Kol chayav tefilos tovlim bayom, all chayav tefilos are toivel during the day, chutz mi nida v'yoledes, except for nida v'yoledes. So a bayal nida can be tamei shivas yamim, but he does not have to go ahead, of course, and wait till the night. There's no hefzer tara. On the seventh day, he could go to the mikveh, and he then becomes tohar that evening. Beher of Shemesh. So this is Kitzur Dine Boyal Nida here.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.